And now this is a dictation for Amber, A-M-B-E-R, Van Orden, V as in Victor, A-N-O-R-D-E-N. October 1687, addresses a letter to Dr. Reimann, R-E-I-C-H-M-A-N-N, 8286835. Dear Dr. Reimann, a follow-up for Mrs. Van Orden. She has advanced renal failure from insulin-dependent diabetes, biopsy proven diabetic nephropathy, has also metabolic acidosis, last visit in February, uses the insulin pump, telemedicine, weight stable, EB fistula to be done tomorrow, apparently right brachial area, Dr. Constantino, C-O-N-S-T-A-N-T-I-N-O. She denies changes on appetite or weight. There is isolated nausea but no vomiting. Denies diarrhea, bleeding. Denies decreasing urination, cloudiness of blood. Presently no ulcers, edema, stable neuropathy, no chest pain palpitation, minor dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight bicarbonate replacement. Blood pressure, hydralazine, Coric, insulin pump, as well as insulin Lentas, Reglan and Nurantin, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, blood pressure 138/88, she's alert, oriented sign 3. Normal speech, no respiratory distress, she's a young lady. Next paragraph, chemistry is February, creatinine 3.5. GFR 15, stage 4-5. Low sodium 135, normal potassium acid base. Normal calcium, this blood test, no albumin or phosphorus. Normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 8, with an MCB of 99. She received iron, Injectafer 2 doses, and Eranesp. She told me, however, that there is very poor veins, difficult to get blood tests, and difficult to do any infusions. She is interested on potential a medical port. She understands the potential complications related to that, including infection, sepsis, and damage to blood vessels and edema. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4-5. Next number, insulin-dependent diabetes, brittle over time. Next, multiple episodes of hyperosmolar and ketoacidosis and hospital admission. Next number, biopsy proving diabetic nephropathy. Next number, metabolic acidosis on replacement. Next number, iron deficiency anemia, as well as of chronic kidney disease. Next number, AD fistula to be done tomorrow. Next number, autonomic neuropathy, no recent falls. Next number, complications of diabetes, gastroparesis, constipation, neuropathy, low blood pressure, autonomic dysfunction. Next number, we discuss about transplantation. We have made referrals. There is a phone visit April 20. In-person visit May 5th. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, she's not a candidate for CAPD because of prior abdominal surgeries, bowel resection, lysis of adhesions. Next paragraph, we start dialysis based on symptoms. At this moment, no indication for dialysis, no encephalopathy, pericarditis, or evidence of pulmonary edema. Come back on the next 6 weeks, continue chemistry on a regular basis. All questions were answered, multiple issues discussed, all of them with high risk of morbidity, mortality. End of dictation.